You said that they had named the child?
After his father.
You said last time that you didn't think you'd grow any potatoes in your gardens. When you use the word potato, what are you talking about?
Well, we have an Irish potato, and I really meant the sweet potato because it's a running vine and takes lots of room to grow. So I really meant the sweet potato, the yam.
Is sweet potato and yam the same thing?
Well, I think they are. Some are darker red. I believe a yam maybe is a little lighter. You know, some of them are almost white, and some are quite red. So I don't believe the yam and sweet potato are the same, but I'm not real sure about that. But they are different varieties.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
I love them.
How do you cook yours?
I usually make a souffle or bake them or make potato pies. Anyway, I like them.
Okay, I think you said you were going to grow some onions in your garden.
We like onions. And they're easy to grow. And garlic, and you know, you can have garlic year-round with the bulbs.
Know what you call the little small ones?
Shallots. Green onions.
We ran out of tape last time we were talking about trees and plants and things. And there's a certain kind of shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall, and it's poison to some people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
That's a sumac plant. It has a beautiful flower and berries, but it is poisonous.
Okay, do you know if there's two kinds of that or not?
I don't know. I only know of one kind in this area. Of course, there's a poison oak and a poison ivy that are really allergic to many people. I'm one of them.
Mm. How are those different? Or are they the same thing?
One is a little three-leaf plant that just grows up out of the ground. That's the poison oak, and the poison ivy actually ruins trees, you know, mm-hmm. bushes.
What kind of berries do you like to eat?
I like strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, blueberries, any berry.
A tall bush with clusters of real pretty pink and white flowers that bloom in the blooms in the late spring. Do you know that?
Is it a native or a wild flower, or is it in the woods?
I'm sure it is. I'm not familiar with this plant. But I'm sure it's...
Would it be a rhododendron, a mountain laurel, or...
Okay.
They both grow in the woods. We have some in our woods,
okay.
But we brought down from the mountains. What color flower does this plant have?
Pink and white. This one that I was talking about.
Dogwood?
No, it's the mountain laurel that you were talking about, and it doesn't grow around here unless you bring it.
You have to bring it from the mountains. Mm-hmm. It has mm-hmm. to be transferred.
Well, what's the difference in that and a rhododendron?
The mountain laurel and rhododendron? Uh-huh. The rhododendron grows much larger. The rhododendron has larger blossoms than the mountain laurel. The native that we have now spreads out more and has smaller little clusters of flowers, but they're both pretty foliage plus the blossoms.